The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Last year in Kansas City, we had 150 homicides.
About 40% of those cases in Kansas City remain unsolved. Many of them are considered cold.
We just feel robbed, you know, you feel broken. It's horrible, and you just want justice because it isn't fair.
Each victim has a unique story in life and death, with friends, family, detectives, and prosecutors all fighting for justice.
I want to plead out to the community just to let the people know that we have to stop this.
We are joining the case to get answers. This is Fox 4 Problem Solvers Crime Files, the podcast. I'm Kara Small. Destiny Weaver was 25 years old in June of 2017. She'd celebrated her birthday just weeks before and was making plans for a long, hot summer in Kansas City. Destiny had 3 years of college under her belt and seemed like she may be at some kind of crossroads in her life, trying to figure out what her future held. Would she eventually return and finish her degree? Or would she decide to follow one of her many other talents? Maybe that's why she went to the park, to think about it. Or maybe she wanted to talk to a friend and they decided to meet there. Either way, the decision she made the night of June 1st or morning of June 2nd was a decision that led to the end of her life and a devastated mother and the rest of her family.
That day was a traumatic day for me.
Detectives say that two people walking in Tower Park in Waldo found Destiny's body that Friday morning. She was left in a black car, but her family believes she was actually shot in the park. She lost her life just blocks from her home. A life that Destiny's mom, Dahan, says was stolen from her daughter and herself.
That's why it hurts so bad. You know, it's very painful. It's very irritating. Just to know that a life has been taken. It's a different story when you're facing a situation and it was a natural cause death, or, you know, or God forbid, a tragic accident where you was in a car accident or something like that. But when someone robs your life and viciously kill you, murder you, that's a problem. That's beyond a problem. That's where enough is enough. You know, I don't understand that.
Destiny's mom says that her oldest daughter had so much to look forward to and so much to offer.
A person that just liked to experience a lot of different things, and I believe she lived her life. She was a singer. She had a very nice voice too. She can sing very, very well. She was in the choir. She just had a lot of good things going for herself.
Destiny's cousin Danielle, who sounds a lot like a big sister, agrees.
So much to offer the world, the community, you know. We could just go on and on about her. She did it all. She was an activist. She was in the church. She was in school. She was in the choir. She helped her community. She took care of her mom, her brothers, and her sisters. And she did a lot.
At just 25 years old, Destiny Weaver did do a lot. She was also a stylist and loved doing hair. She modeled some in Kansas City and even started her own t-shirt business while still in college. It sounds like she had a lot of people who loved her and who also depended on her. All of that vanished that night at a metro park. Destiny's mom remembers it vividly.
That day was a traumatic day for me. Like I said, I lost my firstborn. Me and Destiny was very close, beyond close. We were like best friends more than anything. We grew up together. I had my daughter at a very young age. With that being said, I just lost my best friend. I can't say that enough. She was the love of my life. My kids mean everything to me, and she's no longer here with me anymore.
Part of what's so shocking is that the park is usually safe. There are families who go there, people walking on the trail, kids playing. It's considered a nice park in a safer part of Kansas City. It's also in the neighborhood that Destiny called home.
That's the area that she lives in. And you would think, from my understanding, that's a good community, a nice area. She lives just a couple of blocks over. So it wasn't like she was out of her jurisdiction or it was an area that she didn't belong in. That was where she lived. She had been living over there for a total of maybe 4 years. Yeah. Very comfortably. True. And somebody robbed her of that. And she was just sitting in a park and was murdered.
A year later, Destiny's mom says she still doesn't know why her daughter was in the park that Thursday night.
Destiny was the type of person where she could go anywhere and just kind of regroup her thoughts. You know, she was very into God. She had faith. So she could have been going to the park just to speak with God on one-on-one or just anything. I don't know what her purpose was at the park for, but whatever that purpose was, it's irrelevant. It still didn't give anyone the right to rob her of her life.
Right now, the family knows exactly what you know. Destiny ended up in Tower Park at 75th and Holmes in the heart of Waldo, either Thursday night or Friday morning. Hours later, two people found her body inside of a black car. Period.
When you're dealing with a situation like this and it's still unsolved, we really still don't know too much of anything. We're still on the back burner and still want answers just like everybody else. We're still clueless just like everybody else. We really don't know too much of anything because the key word is unsolved. And so with it being unsolved, there's not too much information that they can provide to us. We wish we knew more. We want to know more, but unfortunately we don't.
Destiny's mom, Dahan, says her daughter's murder is especially difficult for her because the two grew up together. Dahan had Destiny when she was just 16 years old. She says it was just the two of them, plus a lot of family support.
Growing up as a young parent and then having a child at a young age, we developed a lot of things together. Education, me developing my parenting skills, bonding together, being able to just network and be a family. It gets emotional every time you talk about it because it just takes you all the way back from day one when you first had her. I just miss my baby. I still can't even believe as we come up to our 1 year anniversary that she's not even here with us anymore. It's very hurtful and very painful.
She says it's also painful for Destiny's two younger siblings who looked up to their big sister. Now they don't have her around.
They have their moments, their days. Of course, we all do. I believe it's something that it would take a lot of time for all of us to get over. But at the same token, we have faith. We believe in God, and we know that God will get us through this. Even standing here today, it's still hard. I wake up a lot of nights. Some nights I don't even have sleep. Praying and just wishing and pleading with God that something come about with this situation.
And it's not just her family missing out, it's also the community. Destiny finished those 3 years of college at Langston University, about an hour north of Oklahoma City. Her mom says she was studying forensic science. But after completing those 3 years, Dahan says Destiny decided to give herself a break. She moved back to the metro and into a place in Waldo. Instead, she accepted a job with Swope Parkway Church in Christ as a community counselor. Here's Dahan again.
As a counselor position, she was inspired to others. She, when they had issues or situations when it came to other youths out within the summer program, she was able to redirect them or tell them, hey, let's sit down and come to an agreement. Let's do this or let's do that. Or she went out on field trips with them, and she was in a classroom setting where she taught some of them academic skills and certain like math and reading and things like that. She was assistance when it came to teaching. So she had a lot of abilities up under her belt.
Destiny's mom and cousin say she could have done anything, but she decided to move back to her home and help make the community better. Instead, someone in the community took her life.
You would see the glow and the happiness and the joy that she brought. Not just her mom, but everyone, her grandmother, everyone was proud of her. People will miss that just her glow. She had a beautiful smile and dimples.
I feel like whoever done this to my daughter needs to be brought to justice. It's unfair to me, it's unfair to her, it's unfair to her siblings, our family, and it's unfair to the community. We just plead with the community on today, just seeking for justice once again, asking that someone would speak up and speak out, say something. You know, if this was your family member or your loved one or just anyone that you even cared about or thought about, or it could be you for that matter, you know, you would want justice being done for you as well. So we just plead with the community, just asking that someone just speak up about the situation and speak out.
As Dahan waits for justice and charges in her daughter's case, she established a nonprofit because it's something Destiny would have done.
Our community is very broken. It's not just our family that's going through these changes, these problems. It's so many that are affected by homicide victims and, you know, just traumatic situations going on in the community, period, that we just all need to step up and just start shutting this down. And I believe once we start speaking about it and just talking about it and accepting it for what it is, but then also doing something about it, maybe the crime rate will start going down. But until we stop pushing everything up under the rug and turning our backs and plugging our ears up and don't want to be a snitch and things of that nature, we're going to continue to have unsolved murders.
The Justice for Destiny Weaver organization provides support, referrals, and financial assistance to families, all giving back to the community that Dahan grew up in and the one that Destiny loved.
Because my daughter was a giving young lady, she would give the shirt off her back. It's to give back to the community what somebody has stole from you. And with that being said, I want to give back to the community and just have everybody come up under one umbrella and unite it and as a whole, because it hurts me and it affects me tremendously. Even today, moving forward, when I continuously hear about murders being taken place on the news, you turn the news on, that's all you hear on the news. We're in a high rate of homicides when it comes to all the other cities around the nation, and that's horrible. But I'm willing to give back to the community. I want to give back to the community because I want this to stop. I want it to cease. It has affected me. It has knocked, beat down my front doors.
Dahan says that God now has Destiny. He gave her this opportunity to help others in her same position.
It's only by the grace of God, though, that I continue to do what I do. It's His visions. It's His thoughts. It's His everything. You know, people are so quick to judge one another when we need to just pray for one another or don't say anything at all. That's the key word, prayer. And when we begin to realize that and see that, I think things will begin to fall in place. I really do.
She says things need to fall into place for detectives to help solve her daughter's murder, and that's going to take your help. If you have any information, even if you think police might have already heard it, call the TIPS hotline at 816-474-TIPS, email your tip to kccrimestoppers.com, or send your tip through the Crime Stoppers app, download it at p3tips.com. There is a reward of more than $11,000 in Destiny Weaver's case. You can find other episodes of Crime Files on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher, as well as fox4kc.com. Just search Crime Files.
Crime Stoppers, how may I help you?
For Fox 4 Crime Files, I'm Kara Small.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.